Joe Pfeiffer was a 25-year-old from Queens when he first joined the FDNY in 1981. On September 11th, Pfeiffer was actually being followed by a French documentary crew, checking out a gas leak only a few blocks from the World Trade Center when Pfeiffer and his team heard the whooshing sound of a plane overhead and looked over to see it explode into the North Tower. He was the first FDNY chief through the doors of the tower, setting up a command post almost immediately. Here talking with the University of Pennsylvania, Pfeiffer remembers the moment at 10:28 a.m. when the North Tower collapsed.
This beautiful summer morning that was full of sunshine turned completely black, where you couldn't see the hand in front of your face.
Pfeiffer's brother Kevin was among the hundreds of FDNY members killed on 9/11. Pfeiffer continued with the department, eventually becoming an assistant chief leading the department's counterterrorism and disaster preparedness. His historic 37-year career as part of New York's bravest now comes to an end. Mike Smeltz, WCBS News Radio 880.